Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Eichhorn. Maseches Bava Basra has been sponsored in honor of Reb Shraga Feivel Siegfried.
This shiur is on Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Hey. The Mishnah tells us the halacha of when he's selling karka lachaveri and he speaks out at tnai, mida bechevel ani moichelach hein cheser hein yeser. He speaks out l'shoynes ha-soysvis. Zog the Mishnah, bitel hein cheser hein yeser is mida bechevel. The second lashon he spoke out, hein cheser hein yeser, is mevatel, the lashon of mida bechevel, and we say tfois lashon achron. And the Mishnah is Messiah, this is Divrei Ben Nanis, this is the Shita of Ben Nanis that we say Tfois Loshen Achron. The Gemara speaks out, Am Rav Abba, Bar Mamal, Am Rav, Chulkan Olav Chaviv, Al Ben Nanis, Techachom, Machilik on Ben Nanis. In fact, the Gemara, Maika Mashkel and Tanina, we have a Mishnah of one who's renting out a Merchatz Lachaveri, and they speak out at tonight, it's Yud Bei Zehuvim Lishon Adin Azov Lachaydish. So what is the Allah of Benegea, the Chaydish Ha'ibor? Yud Bei Zehuvim Lishon would mean that all 13, in the case of a Chaydish Ha'ibor, which is still considered part of the year, he would still pay only 12 gold coins. Dinazov L'Chaydish is Mashmet, is the 13th month, he'd have to pay 13 gold coins. Zok the Mishnah is Bamais Lifnei Shimon Gamliel Lifnei Yosi, and they paskin Yachliku as Chaydish Ha'ibor. The Rashbam is Mefarish, this day they paskin Yachliku as Chaydish Ha'ibor, because they are Mesupik, if we say Tfois Loshen Rishon, or we say Tfois Loshen Achrein, and being that it's Momen Amutal Besafik, Momen Amutal Besafik is Cholkin. The Rashbam in Divrei Maskil Cholkan Olav Chaveir speaks out this that the Gemara tells us the Chacham Machilik are Ben Anis, and they don't say we say Tfois Loshen Achrin. Zok the Rashbam according to the Rabbanan it's Momen Amutal Besafik for Cholkim because they are Misafkelu if we say Tfois Loshen Mishnah we say Tfois Loshen Achrin. The Rashbam is Mefarish the Shita Chacham that's Chilik are Ben Anis. They are Misupik if we say Tfois Loshen Mishnah or Tfois Loshen Achrin. Zok the Rashbam according to the Rabbanan we say Momen Amutal Besafik is Cholkin and therefore the Halacha would be Achloiku. The Mashmois of the Rashbam is that who had been in the case of our Mishnah be the Bechevel ani Moichelach hein Cheser and Yeser, also the Halacha would be Yachloiku, being that it's a Suffolk of Tfois Loshen Rishon, the Suffolk if you say Tfois Loshen Achmed, therefore the Halacha would be Yachloiku. The Mariam is Mefarish that even though this is the Mashmois of the Rashbam, we cannot be Mefarish like this. The Gemara later explains this that we say Achloiku is Chaydish Ha'ibur, the Gemara brings a member from Shmuel. That Shmuel is Mefarish, Bebob Be'emza Achidish Askinon. This that we say Achleika is Chidish Ha'ibor is Dafka if the Masker and Seicher come to Bezdin, Be'emza Achidish Ha'ibor, the Seicher already lived there half the month. Being that he already lived there half the month, therefore he's toughest on half the month, and the Melech is the Muchsik on the second half. Each one's a Muchsik on half, and therefore the Halach is Yachleika is Chidish Ha'ibor. Zog Shmuel, if it was Bob Be'tchilas Achidish, therefore the Masker is the Muchsik, and the Halach is Kulei LeMasker. And if he's Bob is Seifa Chaydish, therefore the Seich is considered the Muchsik and the Halach is Kulei LeSeich. So Shmuel is Mefarish, the Halach of, by a case of Safik Tfois Loshen Rishon, Safik Tfois Loshen Achron, the Halach is we go Bosa the Muchsik. If the Mask is the Muchsik, we give it to the Mask. If the Seich is the Muchsik, we give it to the Seich. If they come Be'emza Chaydish, that is the Halach of Yachleiku is Chaydish Ha'ibur. The Rashbam and Afkofeim with Beis brings the sheet to Gemara Bob Metzia, who brings the Rav Nachman holds. That even if he's Bobis Seif HaChodesh, the Halacha is Kule Lamaske, Karka Bechezkas Ba'ala, and Medes, the Seicher is not considered a Muchsik on the Karka. We always consider the Maske to be the Muchsik on the Karka, is Karka Bechezkas Ba'ala, and Medes, and therefore the Halacha is that in the case of a Suffolk, Tfois Loshen Rishon, Suffolk, Tfois Loshen Achron, the Halacha is that we give the Karka to the money and the Karka to the Maske, because the Maske is considered the Muchsik. Dr. Mariam is Mavua that Shmuel understood this that we say Achleiku is Chaydish Ha'ibur is not because we say Maman Amutal Besafik is Cholkim. This that we say Achleiku is Chaydish Ha'ibur is because the Babem is Achaydish and therefore each one's a Muchsak and half and that's why the Halach is Achleiku is Chaydish Ha'ibur. Dr. Mariam, Afido according to Rav Nachman who paskins that he's Kule Lamaske because Karka Becheskas Ba'alai Medes, he's Mefarish only the Mishnah that Bol Lifnei Pshimon Gamliel Lifnei Yosi and they said Achleiku is Chaydish Ha'ibur. That's because they hold like Sumchis and they say Maman Amutal Besafik is Cholkim. Rav Nachman though is being mefarish that Aliba the Rabbanan that say Hatzek Lagod Lebedin Amitzi Mechaver Elav Araya. According to those Rabbanan would be Kulei Lamaske, being that the Maske is the Muchsik. Therefore, we say Kulei Lamaske and we say Amitzi Mechaver Elav Araya. So Hakoponim, when it comes to our Mishnah, be the Bechevel Ani Meichelach in Cheser and Yeser, being that the Meichel is the Muchsik. So according to Shmuel, it would be Kulei Lamaychel because the Meichel is considered the Muchsik. And even according to Rav Nachman, it's only in the Mishnah that Rav Yosi and Rav Shimon Gamliel hold Yachleiku because they hold like Sumchus, they hold Maman Amutal Besavik Holkin. But the Didan that we paskin Zeklau Golda B'din Amitzi Mechaveh Olav Araya, we would not say that the Chacham that Achelika Benanis would say Achleiku. We would say that Chacham that Achelika Benanis would go Basa the Muchsik, meaning that the Meich is the Muchsik in our case, therefore would be Kulei Lamaych, and we would not say that Allah is Achleiku. There is another Mahalach in the Rishonim to Mefarish, this that the Mishnah tells us the Allah of Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rav Yosi paskin Achleiku is Chaydish Ha'ibur. Taisis and Bechiris and Daf Memchesa Medalef to Maschel Dom Ravasi is Mefarish. There are times by a Sveikit the Dina that Agam and the Klolim of Dine Mamun is the Halacha is not Yachloiku, But Chazal said, being that it's a sveikah d'dinah, in such a case, the halacha should be achloiku. And one of Tosis Mishalim is our Gemara, the Mishnah of Maske Beis Amerchutz, and they have a suffix of Tvois Lashon Rishon and Tvois Lashon Achron. The halacha is achloiku is chodesh ibuz, or Tosis that Agam in the Klom of Dinim Omnis, the halacha should not be achloiku. Over here, Chazal said it should be considered as if it's Vadei Palgo to one, Vadei Palgo to the second one, and the halacha is achloiku. And the Mashmoyis of Tosis that over here, even according to the Rabbanan, that say usually we say is that Klal Gadol B'din Amaitzi Mechaveh Olav Arayo, in our case, the halacha would be achloiku is chodesh ibuz. In the Gilin Hashas is Matmiya and Tosis. How can Tosis be mefarish this mission of Yachleiku as Chodesh Ibu? I feel according to the Rabbanon. The Gemara brings that Shmuel is mefarish Yachleiku as Chodesh Ibu because we go Basel Moch, like it's Mashmet, not because Yachleiku as Chodesh Ibu. It's a special Takanas Chacham that in this case we should say Yachleiku as Chodesh Ibu. It's Mashmet because being that it's Baba Emtsa Chodesh and each one's a Mochsek on Chetzi, therefore the Allah is Yachleiku. And Factory Craig even more, Rav Nachman is mefarish that we say Karka Becheskas Ba'ala in medicine, it's cooler Lamaske, even if he's Bob Besayf HaChodesh. It's before that according to Rav Nachman, he understood the Mishnah that said Yachleiku is Chodesh Ibu, is Dafka according to Sumchis, was Maman Amotu Besafik is Cholkin. But the Dan that we say is that Klagod Abedin Amaitse Mechaveh Olav Araya, it's before from Rav Nachman that he understood the Allah would be cooler Lamaske, being that the Maske is the Muchzik by a Safik Tvois Lashon Rishon, Tvois Safik Tvois Lashon Achen, we say we go Basel Muchzik, and Amaitse Mechaveh Olav Araya, Lechoy Tzarechid, and Tosis, how Tosis is Mefarish this Mishnah, I feel according to the Abanon, in Kain Haker Rav Nachman, Bechelik on a Mishnah. Alkoponim is mavur, this that Reb Shimon ben Gamliel and Reb Yosi paskin yachleiku as chodesh ibu because the sofik tvois loshen rishon, sofik tvois loshen achron, and the halacha they paskin like sumchis, maman amutu besofik is cholkim. In fact, the kunchis as fakis in klal aleph for his base. The sheet of the ashbam is that sumchis did not say is halacha of maman amutu besofik cholkim by sveiki the dino. Sumchis only held by others fakis, the halacha is maman amutu besofik is cholkim. Dr. Ashbam, the Sumchis is masking by his fake the dinner that we go boss of the Muchsik and we say, Amitzi Mechaveh Olav Araya. In fact, the Kunchis as fake is in our Gemara, it's a fake the dinner, it's a suffix if we hold first Losh and Mishnah, we hold first Losh and Achren. Being that it's a fake the dinner, the Chayyid Allah should be even according to Sumchis, Amitzi Mechaveh Olav Araya. So, how could everyone be mefarish that this that they passed in Yachlikus Chaydish Ibur is Machmas, they hold like Sumchis, the Maman Amutta Besafik is Cholkin, according to the Ashbam, Sumchis is masking by his fake the dinner, we don't say Maman Amutta Besafik is Cholkin. Dr. Kunchis as fakis, he brings Bishen the Mishnah Melech to Mefarish. This that the Gemara is Mesupik, if we say Tvois Losh and Mishnah, we say Tvois Losh and Achron, it does not have a halacha of his fake the Dina. It's not a halacha in Psak to be Paskin Tvois Losh and Mishnah, to be Paskin Tvois Losh and Achron. Dr. Mishnah Melech is considered a Suffolk B'Metzias. It's a Suffolk what the person's Kavana was the person's Ikka Kavana, the Tvois Losh and Mishnah, was the person's Ikka Kavana, Tvois Losh and Achron. Dr. Mishnah Melech, being that it's a suffix in the kavanah of the person, we do not dan it like a sveik at the dino, we would say according to Sumchus, the halacha should be a meitzim echaveh olav araya. Being that it's a suffix in what the kavanah of the person was, whether or not tvois loshen rishon or tvois loshen achron, it's considered a suffix in metzias. And being that it's a suffix in metzias, I feel according to the Ashbam that holds, lefi Sumchus, he's masking by a case of sveik at the dino, that we say a meitzim echaveh olav araya, over here it's considered a suffix in metzias, and the suffix in metzias, Sumchus holds, we say, maman amutu besuffix is cholkin. The Kunchus HaSveich is Mayachtim at me on the Mishnah HaMelech and to be Chelik on the Mishnah HaMelech and the Suffolk of Agamav, Suffolk Tvois Loshen Rishon, Suffolk Tvois Loshen Achron does not have the Halacha of a Suffolk B'Metzias. The Din of the Suffolk of Tvois Loshen Rishon, the Tvois Loshen Achron is considered a Sveik of the Dina. And Mela HaJakusha Loduchte, according to the Ashbam, how can we mefarishak that the Fi Sumchis, Maman Amutu B'Suffolk Cholkin, the Choy over here, it's a Sveik of the Dina, and even Sumchis is masking to the Abanon. The Kunchus HaSfekis is Miyashiv, and he says this that the Ashbam holds by HaSfekit the Dino, we don't say Maman HaMotu B'Sofik is Cholkin, we say HaMaitzim Echaveh Olav Araya, is being that the Sofik is Motul B'Chek HaDayim. The Dayim is unsure what to do, he has a Sofik in Din, he cannot be Maitzim Maman and Paskan Halachas based on his uncertainty. Being that he's not sure what to do, there's a Sfekit the Dino, there's a Sofik in the Halacha, the Dayim cannot give a Psak based on his Fekis, and therefore the Halacha over here, the Tzumchit is also masking that Maman, wherever it is, you should leave it, and the Halacha is HaMaitzim Echaveh Olav Araya. So the Kunchus HaSfekis, that's all by a Suffolk and Psak, that's Efshil of Ruin, only the Dain is Mesupik, or we're Mesupik, what the Halacha is, the Gemara leads by a Teiku, it's a Sveik the Dina. But it's a Dover that's Be'etzim Efshil of Ruin, in such a case, the Halacha is Sveik the Dina, that the Dain can't pass Kanan Api is Fekis. But in our case of Tvois Loshen Rishon and Tvois Loshen Achron, the person said two Lishon is the exact same second. In such a case, it's a Suffolk, that's Efshil of Ruin, what is Kavan is, it's a Suffolk Be'etzim. Over there, the Ashbam is hold that even though the Ashbam says the Sumchis is masking by Sveiki the Dino, the Halacha is Amitzim Echaveh Olav Araya. In our case, with the Sveiki the Dino, it's not a Suffolk that's Tali B'Chek Adayin, it's a Suffolk Be'etzim that's Yev Shulavuye. Over there, it's Hadru, the din of Sumchus, that Maman Amutta Besafik is Chol, and we don't have the normal klal of a Sveikid, the din of the Halacha should be Ameitz Mechavei, all of a Raya, feel according to Sumchus. The Melech, like the Kunshas Asveikis, being that over here it's a Savgat, you have Shlavuri, that's why Rab Shimon Gamliel and Rab Yasi Paskin Yachleiku is Chaydish Ibor, because according to Sumchus, Maman Amutta Besafik is Chol. Yachreinim say a third mahalach to miyashid the Rashbam. Why is it that over here we say yachleiku? It's moment amot to besafik is cholkin. If usually we say the cloud that sumchus is masking by a sveki the dina the aloch is amaitzim mechaver lover raya. And the mefarish appear yikregin the chuvin simil lamed zayin yikregin is being mefarish toisus and daf lamed beis amid beis. Now when it comes to a tray a sofik of tray you have two edim against two edim tray edim asoyis vizu azu the aloch is we go basa cheskes marakamo. But Zoktaisis, when it comes to a Sveikid Adina, we don't go Basa Cheskas Marakama, Zoktu Kregi, because when it comes to a Cheskas Marakama, the Cheskas Marakama is Doimitur Chazaka de Meikar and has to be Machvia the Safik. Memela, when it comes to a Sveikid Adina, Agami go Basa the Muchsik, and whoever's holding on to the moment, we leave the moment by the Muchsik, that's all the Allah of a Muchsik of someone who's actually holding on to the Karka, or actually holding on to the Metaltalin. Mashaik, when it comes to a Sveikid Adina, we want to ask the Machvia the Safik. And by a sveki the din it's yefshut to machriya the suffik, it's a suffik in halacha. In such a case, it doesn't pass bechal acheskas marakam. And therefore, by a sveki the din, we don't go basa acheskas marakam. So again, the achreinim is who a din. That's the svar of the Rashbam. The Rashbam says by a sveki the din, we don't say the klal of moment amut to besuffik is cholkim, being that it's a sveki the din and it's yefshut leruay bezin kanakev a psak bezin kanakev achrav yachleiku. They can't be mighty the moment from the one who's holding on to the moment. But that's all if the one who's holding on to the moment is a muchsik, being that he's a muchsik, bezdin mitzad, the sveki the din, or a slavik that's yef shalachriya, they cannot give a psak and say achleikum, he might see the moment from the one who's holding on to the moment, and therefore the halacha is, bezdin just leaves the moment where it is, and we say, amaitzim mechavei olava raya. But that's all when it's a muchsik, when we're dealing with the marakama, being that the cheskas marakama, as to meachriya the slavik, like we saw in Akiva Eger, Kreger was mazber that by a sveki the din, it's yef shalachriya the slavik, we don't go bosa the cheskas marakama. So Mela, being that the maskir in our case is only a cheskas marakama and a cheskas marakama kept machriya the suffik, over here we go back to the klal that according to Sumchus we say maman amut besuffik is cholkim. Being that there is no muchzik, we don't say that the klal of the Rashbam who says that Sumchus is maskir by sveki the dina that we say amaitzim echaveh alav araya, and therefore Reb Shimon Gamliel and Reb Yasi paskin the achleiku is chodesh ibr like Sumchus who says maman amut besuffik is cholkim. And the etzem achlikis of Shmuel and of Nachman Shmuel has mefarish the psak of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel and Reb Yosi that they pass in yachlikos as chaydish ibur because we bebab beemtza achaydish askin on the seicher where he lived there half the month and therefore the seicher is a muchzik on half the month and the mask is a muchzik on the other half and therefore yachlikos as chaydish ibur. But if it's Baba Tchila Sachidish, it's cool the maske because the maske is the muchzik, and if it's Baba Saif Achidish, it's cool the seicher because the seicher is the muchzik. And by my pligi on Reb Nachman says, Karka Becheskas Baalei Medes. That Reb Nachman holds the maskir is always considered the muchzik. The seicher is a teifis from the maskir. For teifis, what is the pshat in Shmuel? Why is it that Shmuel holds the seicher to be the muchzik? We paskin about mitzian davav and beis the one who's teifis from a matzav of a mitzim echaver lover raya. One who's teifis from a muchzik. The halacha is talk for koyim mitzine semiyaday. So we over here that the seicher is being teifis from the muchzik. When the seicher lives on the karka, he's taking the karka away from the maskir. So being that the seicher is a teifis from the muchzik, is being a teifis from the machzik, why don't we say, talk for koyin metzinis and miyadim, we should take it away from the seicher. Why is it that Shmuel is chelik on the Nachman, and Shmuel holds if it's Baba Seif HaChodesh, it's cool the seicher, because the seicher is considered the muchzik. Teisis in Bab Metzion, the Avavam of Beis is mefarish, even though we pass can talk for koyin metzinis and miyadim, in our case the tefisa is different than the case of talk for koyin. So teisis, in our case of a maske beis hamerchitz, it's a tefisa b'shos. Being that the masker allows the seicher to go onto the karka and it allows the seicher to use the karka. When the seicher is using this karka, it's pershus. The only suffix is whether or not the seicher has to pay money for this that he's using the karka, does he have to pay for the 13th month? But being that his tfisa of the karka is a tfisa bershus, Ragami Paskin talk vokoy metzine semiyode, in the case of a tfisa bershus, the one who's teifis of pershus does become the muchzik, and now we say ametzi mechavei olav araya, and he becomes the nitva, and the original muchzik now is being teveyed from him. The tefisa pershus is mehani that he now becomes the muchzik, and therefore when the seicher is teifis pershus, in such a case the seicher becomes the muchzik, and the mask is considered ametzi from the seicher. The Muki Yosef and Bab Metzi and Dav Gimel Amud Beis and the Daf Yerif is mefarish that this is the machlekes of Nachman and Shmuel. Shmuel held that being that our case is the Tfisa B'shus, therefore the Seicher is considered the Muchzik and the Masker is the Meitzi from the Seicher and Baba Seif HaChodesh is Kuli LeSeicher. Rav Nachman held being that even though the Seicher is Baba Seif HaChodesh and the Seicher is now the Teifis on the Karka, he should be considered the Muchzik even though he was Teifis B'shus, Tfisa B'shus is only Mehani by Metaltlin. It's Dafka by Metaltlin when one is holding on to the Metaltlin, if he is Teifis, he's Metaltlin B'shus, he becomes the Muchzik. When it comes to karkois, afilu, if one was teifus b'shus and he had a right to use this karka and to be on this karka, afilu achu, we go bosu the marakamo, and the muchzakas of the marakamo is odif, and tfisa b'shus is not mahani to make one a muchzik by a case of karkois. By karkois, we go bosu the marakamo, and therefore, if Nachman al karka b'cheskas ba'ala, I meant that the maskers consider the muchzik, and afilu bob b'soif achoydish is kule lemasker. There is another mehalach tesis in Daf Samach Aleph from a base divya maschal arata is mefarish to machlikis of Shmuel and of Nachman. So tesis they have been chilek whether or not a soichu is on the karka makes him a muchzik on the karka. Do we say being that the schiris is soifei lachser and it's soifei to go back to the maske, this that the soichu is on the karka does not make the soichu into the muchzik. And therefore according to Nachman we say karka becheskas ba'ala, I meant that the maske is still considered the muchzik on this karka. We consider that he's holding onto the karka and he's renting a karka that he's the muchzik in right now. And therefore, this that the schiris, the seichel lived on the karka, does not make the seichel into the muchzik. And meila afilu bob b'seif achoydish is kula masker. And Shmuel held the seichel was on the karka is considered the muchzik, being that the seichel is right now on the karka, that makes him into the muchzik. And therefore, the masker is considered the moitzi from the seichel. The seichel is considered the muchzik. And bob b'seif achoydish is kula seichel because the seichel is considered the muchzik. Tosis in our sugya answers this question from how is it that according to Shmuel Tfisa helps and we say it's Babasev Chodesh Kulu L'Soiche. So Tosis being that the Soiche lived on the Karka the entire Chodesh and the Masker didn't say anything to the Soiche, it's a do you idle, it's considered a da that the Masker is being made to the Soiche. And therefore, if it's Babasev Chodesh and the Masker didn't say anything to the Soiche, in such a case it's considered that the Masker was being made to the Soiche, we consider this a da, and therefore the Alokh is Kulu L'Soiche and not Machmas Tfisasli, but Machmas this that we say. That the maske was made to the seicher, machmas is oido, we pass in kulil the seicher. Our koponim, we have three mehalchim from mefarish, the machlekes between Shmuel and the Nachman, the mukiyesbis mefarish, the ben chulik, whether or not tvisa b'shus is mehani bekarkoi, Shmuel held that it's a tvisa b'shus, and therefore the seicher is considered the mochsik, and if Nachman held that tvisa b'shus is only mehani ben metalton, it's not mehani bekarkoi, and therefore karka becheskas ba'ala, I medis, and we consider the maske to be the mochsik. Instead of the Malach of Tosan Daf Samach Aleph and Beis, Tosan Mefarish to Machlekes is whether or not a Seicher is considered a Tfisa. Rav Shmuel held that a Schiris, the Seicher is the Muchzik, and it's considered a Tfisa, and therefore we say Bob Seif HaChodesh is cool the Seicher. And if Nachman held that being that it's Seif HaLachse, Schiris doesn't make one into a Muchzik, and therefore the Halacha is Afil Bob Seif HaChodesh, we pass in Karka Becheskas Ba'ala Emedes. And the third Malach Tosan by us is Mefarish that the Seicher is not considered the Muchzik, and is not winning Mikoyach his Muchzokis. This that we say, Baba Seif HaChodesh is cool the Seicher, is being that the Seicher lived it the entire month. It's considered the Masker was being made to the Seicher, that the Seicher is right to live it, that the 13th month was included in the Yud Bei Zehuvim L'Shana, and therefore being that it's a Eidah from the Masker, that's why the Seicher, Baba Seif HaChodesh cool the Seicher, because the Masker was made to the Seicher. And if Nachman is being Chaylak Ufa on this Eidah, he held this that the Seicher lived the entire month, is not considered a Eidah, that the Masker is being made to the Seicher. The Kunchus HaSvekas in Klal Zayin, or Zayin is Mefarish, why is it that Tosis by us does not want to Mefarish like in Muki Yosef? Tosis by us is Mefarish that the Seicher is cool, the Seicher, Baba Seif HaChodesh is cool, the Seicher is not Machmas, is Muchzokis, Tosis holds that Tvisa B'Shus is not Mahani Bekarka. If Tosis holds that Tvisa B'Shus is not Mahani Bekarkois, why is it that Tosis didn't want to be Mefarish to Machlikas and Nachman and Shmuel, whether or not Tvisa B'Shus is Mahani Bekarkois? Why is it that Tosis was Mefarish the Sugi? It's because of Idol that the Masker is being waited to the Seicher. And the Kunchus HaSvekis is Mefarish, he's Mechiyah from Tosis and other places, that Shitas HaTosis is that if we consider the Seicher to be the Muchzik, and we consider this the Seicher, this that he lived on the Karka, that he now becomes, he's considered the Muchzik on this Karka, but it's not only he's considered a Muchzik on the Karka for this second. If the Seicher is considered a Muchzik on the Karka, it's considered real Muchzokas, and Afilu for the days after with the Seicher as the Halach of the Muchzik. There's no Mokim Lechalak to say that the Seicher is only a Muchzik for the amount that he lived there already and not for the future. Just like a regular person who's muchzik on his karka, we consider he's a muchzokas on the karka, that the karka is fully his. Who would then seicher, if we had to say that machmas is schiris, he's considered a muchzik on the karka, he's considered a full muchzik, and I feel on the osset also he's considered a muchzik. He is considered the muchzik on the karka. The male is like the conscious asfakas, twice as held, if we have to say that the tfisa of the seicher is mahani, that we say according to Shmuel, the tfisa of the seicher makes him into a muchzik, then I feel babit chilas achoydish also, the Allah would be cool in the seicher. I feel if it was Bobit Tchilas HaChodesh and the masker is telling he's the Muchzik now and the next Chodesh, being that the Seicher is the one who's on the Karka, even though he's on B'Torah Schiris, being that he's the Muchzik on the Karka, I feel Bobit Tchilas HaChodesh would be Kuli LeSeicher. From this that Shmuel is Mechalak and Shmuel says Bobit Tchilas HaChodesh is Kuli LeMasker and Bobit Seif HaChodesh is Kuli LeSeicher, Zaktosis is Mevuah from there that it's not because of the Muchzokas of the Seicher that we are saying that Bobit Seif HaChodesh is Kuli LeSeicher. If a Bibi Mitzkat Mikoyach, the Muchzokas of the Seicher will be Afilu Bobit Tchilas HaChodesh. Elamaizak Toysis Akochik, the Tfisa of the Seicha is not Mehani, because the Tfisa of Beshus is not Mehani by Karka Lekuli Almo. And what is the Machlikis of Nachman and Shmuel? If Nachman knows that the Seicha is not the Mukhsi Karka Becheskas by Allah, I met this, and Shmuel held being that the Seicha had lived the entire month, it's considered a dove from the Maskah, that the Maskah is being made to the Seicha, that the Karka belongs to the Seicha, that the Seicha is a right to live it for the 13th month with only paying 12 Zehuvim. On the etzen teretz of Tosis and Asuga that he's mefarish according to Shmuel, b'babesayf achodesh is kuli l'seicher, the tfisa of the seicher is behani, because the masket didn't say anything to the seicher, kol achodesh, the seicher was living there, we considered a door that the masket is being made to the seicher. The Medanei Melech in Bab Metzia and Perek HaShoel asks on the teretz of Tosis, which is also the teretz of the Rosh, from the hemshich of our sugya. The Gemara is mamshich to ask a steer in the members of Shmuel. The Gemara asks from this time, Rabbi Shmuel, Dami Chavayu, Kor Bishloshim, Ani Moichloch, Is Yachal Lachs, Rafilu Besach Reino. If one spoke out a Loshin of Kor Bishloshim, he spoke out a Kolis, like a Kenyan of the entire Kor for Shloshim, in such a case he can be Chayzer, the Kenyan is not completed until he gives him and he's moided for the Lekech, a full Kor. But the Rabbi Shmuel, a Messiah, if he spoke out a Loshin of Kor Bishloshim, So Bissel, Ani Moichloch, he said he's selling him a kor for shloshim and a saw for sela. He's selling him a kor for 30 sloim and each saw is for a sela. He spoke at two lishchenis ha'sais v'zu azu. Zokter Rav Shmuel rishon kana. We consider the ikar loshim to be the saw b'sela. It means that he's selling him each saw for a sela. As he measures him each saw, he's kind of the saw and he cannot be chayzer. The halach is the rishon kana. Zokter Gemara we see from here that Shmuel holds tefesh loshin acher and then be tefesh the loshin acher of saw b'sela. In fact, the Gemara to steer it to Shmuel, this that Shmuel says that Bob Tchilas Achidish is cool the Maske, Bob Seif Achidish is cool the Seif, we see it's a suffix first Lashon Mishin, suffix first Lashon Achrin, the Chayr, we see from the memory earlier that Shmuel holds Bevadei first Lashon Achrin. And the Gemara answers, El Oilam Zubulay Sphir Leiva Hossam, Time Amai Mishim the Tophis, the reason why we say Bob Tchilas Achidish, the Alocha is cool the Maske, and Bob Seif Achidish is cool the Seif, is Machmas Tfisosai. He's considered a tophis on the kaka, he's considered a muchzik, and therefore we're not mitzi from the muchzik. Zok the Gemara, Achanami, a tophis, so din by kur bishleishim, and sal besalani moichalach. It doesn't matter which order he says it, and if he says sal besalah, kur bishleishim, or he says kur bishleishim, sal besalah. It's a suffix, which lashon he means. Does he mean kur bishleishim, or does he mean sal besalah? Being that it's a suffix, we go back to the muchzik, and therefore rishon kane, because as the meich is being moided for the lekech is considered the muchzik, and the meich can't be chayzer machmas the suffix. That we say that it's a suffix first lashon rishon, suffix first lashon achren, being that the lekech is rishon considered the muchzik. In such a case, we say rishon kane, and the meich cannot be chayzer from the lekech. Vektim Medani Melech Lechayvus Mavuah from the Gemara that time of the Shmuel that we say Babet Chilas Achidish Kuli Lemaske and Babet Seif Achidish Kuli Leseicha is Machmas Tfisasa. It's Machmas this that he's Typhus and the Seicha is considered the Muchzik Machmas Tfisasa, and that's why we say Babet Seif Achidish Kuli Leseicha. In Kain Haka Taisim Mefarish this that we say Babet Seif Achidish Kuli Leseicha is not Machmas is Muchzakis is Tfisa is not Mahani, it's only Machmas the idea that the mask is being made to the Seicha. The Gemara is mefurish that the reason why it's kula seicher is machmas tfisasei hasam hatafis hachanami hatafis. There are a number of mehalchim in the achrenim to mefarish this that Tosfos learns are sugi machmas haido, even though the Gemara is mefurish it's machmas tfisasei. The tumim in kitzer talk for kain sim memdalad is mefarish that per etzem the seicher when he goes and lives in the kaka the 13th month it's a tfisa shaloi b'shus. Being that the maske is tiny, he only meant 1 year without the chodesh ibo. He meant yud beis dinrim l'shana dina l'chodesh. But his ikka kavana was only for 12 months. He did not take into account the chodesh ibo. So therefore, the maske wants that the seicha should not live in the karka b'chlal the 13th month. Not that the maske is tiny that if he lives in the 13th month, he should pay an extra gold coin. The maske is tiny that the seicha has no right b'chlal to live in the 13th month. And therefore, when the seicha lives in the 13th month, it's a tfisa shaloi b'shus. And that's why the tfisa of the seicha be'etzem should not be mehani. Being that it's a tfisa shaloi b'shus, it's a tfisa shenapi mehani, so meila zokter nachmin karka v'cheskas ba'ala imedes. Zokter tumin that Shmuel held, being that the maske didn't say anything to the seicher, it's considered a idah that the maske is being maskim that the seicher can live in the karka the 13th month. He's agreeing that the seicher should live in the karka the 13th month, only he's tying that the seicher should have to pay him for the 13th month. Even though he's masking the seicher has rights to rent it and has a right to live it for all 13th month and to live with the chodesh ibur, the masker's taina is only that he wants to get paid schiris for the 13th month, not that he doesn't want the seicher to live it b'chlal for the 13th month. So memela teisus kavana when he says that the masker is considered being moided to the seicher, it's not the pshat he's being moided to the seicher and can live it for free. He can live it for 12 dinrim for the whole shana, including the chodesh ibur. The idea that the mask is being moided to the seicher is being masking that he can live it for the 13th month only if he pays the dinazov. But Akoponim, then it comes out that the seicher is living in b'shus. So the tumim memele blives a tvisa b'shus. Then Tosis holds that if it's a tvisa b'shus, I feel it by karkois, it makes one into a muchzik. So Tosis shmuel that the mask is being moided to the seicha that he can live it the 13th month. Memele the seicha is considered a tvisa b'shus. Therefore, baba seifa achodish is cool the seicha, not machmas the ida, but baba seifa achodish is cool the seicha, machmas the tvisa. And now that the seicha is the halach of a tvisa b'shus, the seicha is considered the muchzik. Mashekin and Nachman that the tefisa of the seicha is a tefisa shloim b'shus. I mean that the tefisa of the seicha is a tefisa shloim b'shus. We say kaka becheskas ba'alai medicine. Afilu ba'al b'seif achodesh is kulei lemaskir. But Al-Kopanim, the Tum's understanding, the Teretz HaTosis is similar to the Teretz in Ba'metziyah and Davavam and Beis. The Teretz is a Teretz. The reason why the seicha is considered the muchzik is because it's a tefisa b'shus. The idu yoidilei, the ida of the maskir to the seicha is only to say that the seicha has a right to live it for the 13th month. Memel, therefore, the seicha is considered tvisa b'shus, and once the tvisa b'shus, we say the seicha is considered a muchzik, and he does not have to pay for the chodesh ibur. The tumim says a second mahalach of the tumim. This that we say that the mask is being moided to the seicha, that the seicha has a right to live it for the 13th month for free, is not really a full ida. This that the mask was not moicha the entire time, the mask can say that he did not realize what was happening, or he didn't have time to moicha while the seicha was living here. But al kapanim, it's not a full haidah to say that the mask is being fully moided to the seicha can live it for free. So the tum only tesis means to say that we assume it's haidah until the mask says that his kavanah wasn't to be moided. Until the mask tells us that his kavanah wasn't to be moided, the stomiest when the mask is quiet, we assume that the mask is being moided to the seicha. The middle of the tumim, kozman the seicha is living here before the mask says anything, we assume that the mask is being moided to the seicha. It's only after the maskir comes and brings moicha and says that his kavanah wasn't to be moicha, in such a case the maskir is never to say that his kavanah wasn't for Eida. But Mamela, the suffix is first nailed after the maskir tells us that his kavanah wasn't to be moicha. So the tumim being that the maskir first told us after the seicha had lived there for chatzi achodesh or babes seif achodesh, the seicha already lived there for the full chodesh, and the suffix is first nailed after the maskir tells us his kavanah wasn't to be moicha, it blives a tfisa kodesh nailed a suffix. It blives that the tefisa that the seicha lived there was before the leidas asafik. We don't consider the leidas asafik to be betchilas achodesh when we were unsure whether or not the seicha has the right to live it. Being that at that time we thought the mask was being moider, that's not considered the shas leidas asafik. The shas leidas asafik is considered beseif achodesh when the mask comes and says that his kavanah wasn't to be moider. So even though the mask is nemun to say that his kavanah wasn't to be moider, that's considered the shas leidas asafik. The male of the seicha was already lived there the entire month. Baba seifa chodesh, the halacha is cooler the seicha because the blives that tfisa kodesh shneilat asafik, and Tosis says that tfisa kodesh shneilat asafik makes one into a muchzik, and therefore the seicha is considered a muchzik by baba seifa chodesh. And the Gemara says the reason is because he's toughest, it's considered a muchzik. Tosis kavanah when he says I do yoidile is just that tzayda, that therefore we don't consider the shas leidas asafik until after the maskir comes and tells us his kavanah wasn't to be meider, and therefore it's considered tfisa kodesh shneilat asafik. And the seicha baba seifa chodesh, the seicha is considered the muchzik. There's a third mahalach in the sivus and kol tfisa is gimel is mefarish. This that Tosis says I do yoidile that the maskir is being meider to the seicha is not a vadi ayda. Tosis kavanah when he says that the maskir is being meider to the seicha is a suffik if the maskir is being meider to the seicha, it's a suffik ayda. So it comes out there's a suffix whether or not the maskir was moided to the seicha, that the seicha has a right to live it for the 13th month, that the kavanah b'shas they made up, yud beis dinim l'shana dinim l'chodesh, was a feel for the chodesh ibur also or not. The middle of the nesivis being that it's a suffix whether or not it was moided, again that really we hold like a nachmin, a kaka b'cheskas ba'alai medes, and the seicha's tfisa is not mehani. That's all because it's a tfisa kodim l'achah shneilat asafik. The tfisa is after the leidas asafik. It's a safik of tfis lashon rishon, a safik of tfis lashon achron. That safik is neilat b'tchilas achodesh, and therefore the tfisa of the seicha is not mehani. But being that nasuga, we have a safik haidah, we have a safik whether or not the maskir is being moided to the seicha. That safik haidah, whether or not the maskir is being moided to the seicha, is a safik. The tfisa of the seicha came before the leid of that safik. So being that klape that suffix, the tfisa koin mishnele that suffix, zog tesvus that the tfisa of the seich is mehani for that suffix aida. Therefore being that it's a suffix, if it's a duyoidi lay, so now the tfisa of the seich is mehani to make the seich into the muchzik, and once the seich is considered the muchzik, that's where the halach is, baba seich achodish is cool the seich. Zog the gemara, why? It's because our toughest, the seich is considered the toughest, even though b'tzad the suffix of tfois lashon rishon and tfois lashon achrin, it's a tfisa la'acha shnele that suffix, and therefore the halach would be cooler than maska like a nachman. Shmuel holds being that there's a suffik aidah, and the suffik aidah, the later of that suffik was after the tfisa of the seicha. Mele it's a tfisa kaidim shneilat asafik, and mele zok taisvis, in such a case, zok Shmuel, in such a case, the tfisa of the seicha is mani, and bob b'seif achodesh is kula seicha, and bob b'emtza achodesh, the seicha is a mochsek on half, and the halach is yachleika is chodesh ibar. But al kopanim, we have three mahalachim in tais, and tais says, I do yoidilei, the tumim's first mahalach in mefarish, tais says, I do yoidilei, even though the gemara is mefarish, it's our toughest, that the reason why the seicha Baba say vechodesh kula seichas machmes tvisas is like the tzok the tumim is because idei the idea blibes a tvisa b'shos and tvisa b'shos is mehanik make the seichim to the mochzik. And the tumim in the second malach says this that we say the idei lay is because idei the fact that he's being made the latest asafik is only after the masket tells us that he has come on it wasn't being made. So meilo blibes a tvisa kind of standard asafik and therefore the seichas considered the mochzik. And the third malach we said over is the malach of the nesivis. The nesivis has the safik aida and klapi the safik of the safik aida. The tefisa of the seichel was before the leida of that safik, and similar to the tumim that blibes the tefisa kaidish neder as safik. The male the seichel baba seif achleidish is cool the seichel. The seichel is considered the mochzik and his tefisa is mahani. We mentioned earlier the gemara brings on Reb Abba bar Mamal on Rav Cholken alav chavev al benanis the chacham achelik on this that benanis says in our mishnah tefis loshin achrin and the chacham holds it's a suffix whether or not we say tefis loshin rishin or tefis loshin achrin. The gemara brings a similar memory on Reb Yehuda on our Shmuel zu divrei benanis this halach in our mishnah that we say tefis loshin achrin this is divrei benanis. Aber chacham imayim holach achar pachash abelishoynis log Shmuel according to the chacham yeholach achar pachash abelishoynis. And the Ashbam is mefarish. What does this mean? Holach achar pachash abelishoynis. Like the Ashbam, being that it's a suffix, whether or not we say tefis loshin rishin or tefis loshin achrin, the mokim b'sof we go b'sof the mochzik. Like the Ashbam, yara moichah shu mochzik pekaka shalai alo yoyna. The yara moichah was the mochzik on his own karka, his yod is alo yoyna, and therefore in the case of our Mishnah, midu bechevel ani moichah lo chen chesiv, and yes, so we always give the karka to the moichah. We say the moichah does not have to give any extra karka. Being that the meicher is the muchzik, and the meila that the meicher is considered, the lekeach is considered the meiti, and the meiti mechaveil of a raya, but makom it's a suffix of tvois loshin rishin and tvois loshin achrin. The Rambam in Perek Chavches Milchus Mechira Loch Yer Alef paskins on the case of our Mishnah, the Raima Lachavei beis koafer ani meicher loch mida bechevel bein chesed bein yeser, or Yisha Amalei the other way around, he says bein chesed bein yeser mida bechevel, being that it's a suffix of tvois loshin rishin and tvois loshin achrin. Zok the Rambam, you go bossa pachash abulashaynis, ve ein lo yalak yadinim chasarim yasa. Zok the Rambam, you go bossa pachash abulashaynis, and the Allah is that we pass minutes and we go with the Allah of him chasarim yasa. Zok the Magen Mishnah, that the Rambam holds like the Ashbam. The Rambam holds that the Meicher is considered the Mochzik, and therefore we always, the Yad HaMeicher, la Yayna, we always pass on the side of the Meicher, the Lekech, to consider a Meitzi from the Meicher, because the Meicher is the Mochzik. The Ravid on the Rambam is Masik. Zok the Ravid, why is the Rambam passing as a davar stomi that the Meicher is considered the Mochzik and the Lekech is considered the Meitzi from the Meicher? Male, the Meicher does not have to give any extra karka. When Makam that there was a Pachash of a karka, the Meicher is Meitzi the karka from the Lekech. In fact, the Ravid Lechavid should be told whether or not the Lekech already paid the money. If the Lekech already paid the money for the karka, in such a case, the Meicher is considered the Mochzik and male, the Lekech is being Meitzi because he wants the Meicher to give him more karka. For this that he paid his money, in such a case the meicher is the mochzik and amitzim mechaveil over raya. But if the lekech did not yet pay money for the karka, in such a case why is the meicher considered the mochzik? L'chay the lekech is mochzik amoisav. Zok the ravid, it's totally whether or not the lekech paid money or not. If the lekech paid money, the meicher is the mochzik. If the lekech did not yet pay his money, the lekech is considered the mochzik. And in such a case we say yad lekech ala yoyna, and the meicher is considered amitzim from the lekech. We mentioned a similar svara in an earlier shiur. What's the pshat in the Rambam that it's not totally whether or not the lekech gave the money or not? We said over a svara then that being that the lekech is vade mechuyif to pay money, the entire suffix is whether or not the meicher has to give more karka. Therefore, even though the lekech did not yet pay his money, and still be considered the meicher to be the mochzik, and the lekech is considered being meitzi from the meicher. To better explain this svara, lechayda yesh letzayin the ranin bom mitzian daf kufbeiz amid beiz, when explaining the member that we mentioned earlier in the shiur, the member of Shmuel of Baba Emtzach, that this time we say achleikos chaydesh ibu is discussing Baba Emtzach chaydesh, but Baba tchilas achaydesh the halach is kula maske, and Baba saif achaydesh the halach is kula seiche. Factor ran, why is it that we say Baba tchilas achaydesh is kula maske, because the maske is considered the mochzik, if the seiche did not yet pay the schiyas for the chaydesh ibu, he did not yet pay for the 13th month. So just like the maske is a muchzik al karka isav, and that's why we are saying karka becheskas ba'ala emedes, and mele we say that it's cool in the maske, so too we should say that the seiche is considered a muchzik al ma'isav. How is it that the maske can be moitzi the mois from the seiche? Just as the maske is a muchzik on the karka, the seiche is a muchzik al ma'isav, l'chay, we should consider the seiche to be a muchzik al ma'isav. Why is it that we say that the seiche is considered the moitzi and a moitzi mechaveh al over raya, and the psake that it's cool in the maske? Dr. Yann is far via shloimah that it's laidami the chiv of the seiche to the chiv of the maske. And Zok the Ran that the chiv of the seichel is borrowed. This that he has to give the yud bei zehuvim l'shana. The chiv to give his yud bei zehuvim is a chiv borrowed that his vade has to pay this money. And on that there is no nidin bechlal. So being that on that there is no nidin, the suffix is only mitzad the 13th month on the karka. In such a case, the psak is that the mask is considered the mochzik, and we say amitzim mechavei al avraya. The seichel is considered amitzim from the maske. There's a machlokes in the Chelim how to explain the terrors of this Ran. What does the Ran mean that the chiv of the soicher is borrowed and the chiv of the maskir is where the suffix is on, and if we say amitzi mechaveh olav araya? The Tumim is mefarish the terrors of the Ran, that when we say that they made up yud beis dinim lishana dinah lachaydesh, the halacha of yud beis dinim lishana that we say the chaydesh ibr is bechlal and he pays 12 gold coins for the entire year, including the chaydesh ibr, like the Tumim is not the pshat that he pays a little less than a dinar for each chaydesh, and it comes out to 12 dinim for 13 months. So like the Tumim, when we say the chaydesh ibr is bechlal, when he speaks that yud beis dinim lishana, the reason why the chaydesh ibr is bechlal is he pays a dinar lachaydesh, and he really pays one dinar for every month. And the 13th month, being that there's a chaydesh ibr, the 13th month is free. The 13th month, the seicher doesn't pay the maskin bechlal. The Meir says the Tumim, once the seicher lived there for 12 months, his chiyuv to pay 12 months is bar. He definitely has to pay the 12 zubim for the 12 months he lived there. The price of each month is a dinar l'chaydesh. The entire nidin is whether or not he gets the 13th month for free or he doesn't get the 13th month for free. Meilas Dr. Ran, being that the chiyuvish al seicher is bar, he definitely has to pay the 12 zubim that was never b'chal the suffik. Now the suffik is in the 13th month, if he can live it for free or he has to pay a dinar zub in order to live on this karka's becheskas ba'ala, I met this, the karka's becheskas ha-maskeh, bobit chilas ha-chaydesh, the maskeh is the mukhsik, and if the seicher wants to live on the karka, he has to pay an extra dinar zov in order to live on the karka because the masker is considered the mochzik. The kunchus hasfekis in klal zayin or his gimel is matmiyah on the tumim. He is chedik on this that the tumim says when we say yud beis dinim lishono, that means to say is it's a dinar lechayish and the 13th month is free. So the kunchus hasfekis avada yud beis dinim lishono, it means he's paying less than a dinar for each chedesh. It's the mele all 13 months together come up to yud beis dinim, but it doesn't mean it's a dinar lechayish and the 13th month is free. And the Kunchus HaSeikis is nefarish, this teretz of the Ran, what the Ran means to say that the chiv of the seicher is bar, is being that there is no suffik b'chlal, whether or not the seicher has to pay yud beis dinim. That was pasha and bar, that the seicher has to pay yud beis dinim. The suffik is whether or not that this yud beis dinim, he gets to live in the karka for 12 months, he has a right to live in the karka for 13 months. But rather they made up he's going to live in the karka for a year and pay yud beis dinim, being that the suffik is not b'chlal on whether or not he has to pay yud beis dinim. So Agami is a muchzik right now, a mo'isav, he didn't yet pay his money. But being that he vada has to pay yud beis dinim, that's not the suffik b'chlal. The suffik is whether or not he has a right machmas these yud beis dinim to live on the karka for the 13th month. The mele, the entire suffik is in the karka. It's in whether or not he has a right to live in this karka for the chodesh ibur. And being on the karka, the maskir is considered the muhzik. The mele, we say amaitzi mechavei olav araya, the seicher is considered amaitzi from the maskir. And even though klapei the 13th gold coin, the 13th dinar that he has to pay for the chodesh ibur lekech is also considered a muhzik. The 13th dinar is only yetzer b'taylada. From this time, he pask in the karka belongs to the masker. Being that before we start the 13th month, it's bab b'tchilas achaydesh. In such a case, the masker is the muhsik on the karka, and the seicher has no right machmas his 12 gold coins that he vadi has to pay. He cannot come his suffik and live on the karka for the 13th month. So mainly we pask in the 13th month is the karka's kulish al masker. It's the masker's karka. When the seicher goes to live on this karka now for the 13th month, but b'taylada rapsak, that the karka belonged to the masker, is that when the seicher lives over the 13th month, he's chayef to pay another dinar zav. And even though he's a muchzik on the dinar zav, the psak is babu tchilas achidish is cool in the masker. The masker is a muchzik on the karka, and is a taitzof in the psak of that we say that the karka belongs to the masker. We say that if the seicher lives over the 13th month, he has to pay another gold coin, even though he's a muchzik on his gold coin. But al kuponim, being that the chiyuv is bar, that was not the suffik b'chlal, whether or not he has to pay yud beis din rezov. The suffik is only whether or not machmas this that he pays yud beis din rezov, he has a right to live on the karka for another month, and on the karka for another month, the maskir is the muchzik melo we pass from amitzi mechavei olav araya. The seicher is amitzi from the maskir, and even though the seicher didn't yet pay his money, as a muchzik al mo'isav, being that chiyuv is bar, we say he's amitzi from the maskir, and we say the karka belongs to the maskir. So the kunchus asveikus, so within that's the pshat in the Rambam. The Amram paskins by Inchesiv and Yesa Mida Bechevel, we paskin misofik like the Ashbam is Yad Meichel Ayyona, the Meichel is always considered the Mochsik. Being that the Chiyuv for the Lekech to pay his money is a Chiyuv Bar, the Lekech for sure has to pay the money. The question is how much Kaka he will receive for his money. So Mele, it's a Sufik in the Kaka, it's not considered a Sufik Amo Isov. And even though the Lekech did not yet pay his money, is a Mochsik Amo Isov, Afiluachi is considered a Mitzi from the Meichel, it's a Mitzi Mechavel Lover Raya, we paskin Yad Meichel Ayyona. Only the Chayyid is a steer in the Shitas Rashbam. We mentioned earlier the Rashbam and Daf Kofei Maralif says Yad Meichel Ayyoyna. We refer to the Shita of the Rambam that the Meichel is considered a Muchzik. Being that even though the Lekech didn't pay his money, Chiyuvish Lekech is borrowed, the suffix is on the Kaka, the Meichel is considered a Muchzik, and we say that the Amitz Mechavei Olover Raya. The Rashbam and Daf Kofei Mid Beis on the Gemara, the Gemara says, Hasam Taimimimishim the Tophis, Hachanami, your Tophis. And the Rashbam speaks out, Hasam by the Merchus, the reason is Mishim the Tafis, Achanami is Tafis, like the Rashbam. Who did the Rabbanan, the Azina Bachus, the Pachasha, the Lashayna, the Shah, Moichir, Mukhsiku, like the Rashbam, who going to keep the Kvar Adamim. This time we say that the Moichir is considered the Mukhsik, is going to keep the Kvar Adamim, the Moichir already accepted the money. And being that the Moichir accepted the money, therefore the Moichir is not considered the Mukhsik, it's Mashma from the Rashbam, like the sheet of the Raivin, that it's telling whether or not the Lekech gave the money, Lechayrit, the Stira, the Divi Rashbam, whether or not the Moichir is considered a Mukhsik, Dafkif, Lekech gave the money, or if Afilo Lekech didn't give the money, also the Moichir is considered the Mukhsik. And the Geduli Shmuel asked the Stira in Beshita, the Rashbam, Lechayrit, Tzarechin, that the Rashbam is Soysif, he holds like the Ramam, or he holds like the sheet of the Raivin. The Gemara in the Hemshech brings a member of Rav, Amar Ravi, Avoy, Hosna, Avihivna, Kuli, Lamaskir. If I would have been by the Mice of the Merchot, I would Paskin, it's Kuli, Lamaskir. And the Svar for Rav is Rav Paskins like Bananas, Rav Paskins, Tvoish, Losh, and Achrin, and therefore the Halacha is it's Dino, Lachodesh, and one has to pay for the Chodesh, or Ibor, Afilu, Bob, Besaif, Achodesh, is Kuli, Lamaskir, because there is no Sophic, we all Tvoish, Losh, and Achrin. The Rashbam in Divya Maschel, the Hossam, brings the Psak of our Sugya, like the Rashbam, Les Ilchus, like a Rav, we don't Paskin like Rav, that's Tvoish, Losh, and Achrin. So the Rashbam, we don't Paskin like Shmuel, that it's Tolle, Baba Tchilas, Achodesh, Kuli, Lamaskir, Baba Seif, Achodesh, Kuli, Lesechim, Baba Emtsa, Achodesh, Allah, is Yachleiku. So the Rashbam, we Paskin like Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman holds Pekarka, Becheskas, Baalah, and Medes. So the Rashbam, the Tamfer of Nachman, that he says if it's Kuli, Lamaskir, is not because he holds like Rav, that says Tvoish, Losh, and Achrin. He holds like Shmuel, Rabbi Yusfuki Misafkalef, he says, Tvoish Losh and Mishne, Tvoish Losh and Achrin. Zog the Rashbam, Usveika Shodila Atchilas Achidesh. This Sophic of Tvoish Losh and Mishne, or Tvoish Losh and Achrin, is Shodila Atchilas Achidesh, the Shas Ledas Sophic is Betchilas Achidesh, and therefore the Karka Becheskas Bail of Tamidana. Being that it's the Sveika Shodila Atchilas Achidesh, therefore the Allah is Karka Becheskas Bail of Tamidana, and we say, Kulila Maska, Afilu by Bob Besaif Achidesh. The Mashmois of the Rashbam, it's Dafka because the Sveika Shodila Atchilas Achodesh, therefore we say Karka Becheskas Bailav Tamidana. It's only because the Shasleda Sasofik is Betchilas Achodesh, and therefore the Tfisa was after the Shasleda Sasofik, therefore we can pass in Karka Becheskas Bailav Medes. If the Tfisa would be Koydin the Shasleda Sasofik, if he would done the Shasleda Sasofik Besaif Achodesh, then being that the Tfisa was Koydin the Shasleda Sasofik, in such a case the Tfisa would be a good Tfisa, and the one who was Tfisa would be considered the Mukhsik. And then we are passing Baba Seif HaChodesh Kul Seicha, being that he is now the Mukhsik. It's Mashma from the Rashbam, this that we say, Tok Fokoy Metzinis and Oysa Miyod, is only if the Tfisa was after the Psak of Amitim Echaveh Lava Raya, in such a case, Tok Fokoy Metzinis and Miyod. But if the Tfisa was Koydin the Shasleda Sasafik, it was before the Din was Chal Amitim Echaveh Lava Raya, it was before a Sofik was Nilad Bechlal. In such a case, even though it was a Maisa Tfisa, being that he was Tayfus, a Koydim Shnelad Asafik, his Tfisa would make him into a Mukhsik. Is it that the Rashbam spoke out? It's only because Sveiki Shodila Atchilas Achodesh, therefore Rav Nachman knows Karka Becheskas Baalai Medes. The Chumas Adeshin is Medaik Beshitas Rosh, that the Rosh holds talk for Koin, Metzinis, and Meyode, and Tfisa is not Mahani to make one a Mukhsik, Afilu by Tfisa Koin, Shanoel Rasofik. And he's Medaik from this that the Rosh Paskin like Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says Karka Becheskas Baalai Medes, Afilu Bobesoif Achodesh, we say Karka Becheskas Baalai Medes. It's mevua that the Rosh who passed like Rav Nachman holds, even though the Seicher was Teifis at Koydin the Shasleda Sasafik, the Chumash Adeshin holds the Shasleda Sasafik is when they are above B'Seif HaChodesh, is B'Seif HaChodesh. So it comes that the Seicher was Teifis Koydin Shneil Rasafik, and Afilu Hachi, Rav Nachman Paskin Karka Becheskas Baalai Medes, and the Rosh Paskins like Rav Nachman, it's mevua the Rosh holds Tvisa Koydin Shneil Rasafik is not Mehani, does not make one into a Mukhsik, and Allah is still Metzinei Semiyod, we still Paskin like the Marakamo, the one he was Taifus from. The Shach in the Sefer talk for Koin and Simon Mem Zayin is Chaylik on the Chumash Adeshin. And he says this, that the Chumash Adeshin brought a Raya from the Rosh who Paskin like Rav Nachman and Chayre in the Tzir of Rav Nachman. It's not a Tfisa Koidim Shanayot HaSofik. The Shasledes HaSofik is Betchila HaChodesh. It's beginning of the month, it was already Chal HaSofik, whether or not this Chodesh is to the Seichra, to the Maskir. Being that there's a Sofik in the Loshen, if you say Tvoish Loshen Mishnah, Tvoish Loshen Achren. And being that the Shasleda Sasofik is Betchilas Achodesh, therefore, Rav Nachman says, Afilu Bob Besoif Achodesh is Kulei Lamaskir. Zok the Shach, not only that we don't have a Raya from the Rosh that he holds Tvisa Koinim Shanoel Asofik is Metzines and Miyadeh, and the Tvisa is not Mehani, Lechoyre Yesh Lovi Raya from the Divrei Rosh, therefore I care that the Rosh holds Tvisa Koinim Shanoel Asofik is Mehani and does make one into a Mukhsik. The Rosh in Bob Metzian Perak Asholin Simin Lamed is Mefarish this Psak of Rav Nachman, the Karka Becheskas Baalei Akaimi. Zok the Rosh, even though he's Bava Sefer HaChodesh, still the Halacha is Kula Maskir, being that it was Neilad HaSafik Mitchilas HaChodesh. Zok the Rosh, not only was Neilad HaSafik Mitchilas HaChodesh, it was Neilad HaSafik Mitchilas HaShana Miyad that they made up this Lashon, which has a Safik of Tvoish Lashon Rishon, of Tvoish Lashon Achron. Immediately after they said such a Lashon, it was called a Safik. That's the Shas Leidas HaSafik. Therefore, Zoktiv Nachman, that's being that the Suffolk was Nidal Meikara, the Allah is Karka Becheskas Ba'Allah, and Medicine, we passed in Kulin Namaskir. So, the Shach, from the fact that the Rosh spoke out, it's Dafka because the Suffolk was Nidal Betchilas Achoydish, and Dafka Betchilas Achoydish, but Afilo Betchilas Ashona, therefore Karka Becheskas Ba'Allah, and Medicine, it's Mashma, if it would be that the Shaslidas Asafik would be Besaif Achoydish, and the Tvisa would be Kaidim Shanailad Asafik, in such a case, the Typhus would become the Mukhsak, and we were passing Aim Metzine Semiyadai. It's Masha from the Rosh Faket. Not only there's no raya from the Rosh that we don't have a raya from the Divrei Rosh that he holds, Tvisa Kaim Shanel Asafik is not Mani. Yesh Lechiach from the Divrei Rosh that passed by Gev Nachman that Tvisa Kaim Shanel Asafik makes one a Muchzik and his Tvisa is Mahani. The Kunshus Asfakis is Madche that even though he's masking to the Shach, there is no raya from the Divrei Rosh that he holds Tvisa Kaim Shanel Asafik is not Mahani like the Chumas Adeshen. But he's matcha the raya of the Shach Faket. There is no raya from the Rosh either that the Rosh shows Tfisa Kredim Shanel Asafik is Mahani. So the Kunsh Asfakis, this that the Rosh and Bar Metzia spoke out, that the Shaslidas Asafik is Betchilas Achoydish, or Betchilas Ashana, is not to tell me that if it wouldn't be Betchilas Achoydish, it wouldn't be Betchilas Ashana, it would be a Tfisa Kredim Shanel Asafik, and his Tfisa would be Mahani. This that the Rosh spoke out, the Shaslidas Asafik is Betchilas Achoydish and Betchilas Ashana, because if it wouldn't be the Shaslidas Asafik was Betchilas Achoydish, or Betchilas Hashana, and the Suffolk would first be nailed with Seif HaChodesh, in Cain, the entire Suffolk would be whether or not the Seicher has to pay the Masker money. There would be no Suffolk Bechlal Klape the Karka. The Seicher already lived on the Karka, now the Seicher is getting off the Karka Mimonavshach. The entire Suffolk would be Benegeh the Mois. So being that the Suffolk would be in the Mois and not in the Karka, it wouldn't be Shaykh to pass in Karka Becheskas Ba'alai Medes. There the Psak would be that being that the Lekech is Muchzik Al Moisa would be Amoitzi Mechaveh Olav Araya, and being that the Seicher is the Muchzik on the money, the Meicher is the Meitzi from the Maskir is the Meitzi from the Seicher, and therefore the Halacha would be is Kulin the Seicher, being that the Seicher is the Muchzik Al Moisa. Dr. Rosh, since the Shasleidas HaSafik is Betchilas HaChodesh and Betchilas HaShana, so therefore the Safik is not on the Mois, the Safik goes on the Karka, even after the Seicher goes and lives on the Karka and he's Teifis the Karka from the Maskir, Afiluachi we pass can talk for Kayim Matinis and Miyodin, and therefore the Allah is Karka Becheskas Ba'alai Medes, and we don't see the Seicher is a Muchzik Al Mois, so the Seicher has to pay his money to the Maskir, meaning that the Maskir is the Muchzik on the Karka. And the Chayyid is far of the Kunshus HaSfeikas would also explain why the Ashbam says this Lashon of Shadile Sveika Atchilas HaChodesh. This that we pass like of Nachman, the Karka Becheskas Ba'alai Medes, is only because Shadile Sveika Atchilas HaChodesh, that the Suffolk was already Chal Betchilas HaChodesh. Not because the Ashbam holds that Tfisa Kainim Shanel HaSafik is Mahani and makes one into a Mukhsik. If it wouldn't be Shadi Leisveik HaTchilas HaChodesh, the Safik would first be B'Seif HaChodesh, so Kain, the Safik would only be about the Mois of the Seich, if the Seich has to pay the Masker, in such a case, being that the Seich is a Mukhsik HaMois of, the Halacha would be that the Masker can't be Moitzi from the Seich, which is a Moitzi Mechaveh Olav Araya, and the Halacha would be Bob B'Seif HaChodesh Kulin LeSeich. Only because we say that Shadi Leisveik HaTchilas HaChodesh, therefore, we have Nachman Paskin, Karka Becheskas Ba'alai Medes, and we Paskin Afilu Baba Seif HaChodesh is Kulin Lamaskir. On the Etzim Halacha, the Svarv, the Ashbam, and the Rosh, the Shadi Leisveika Atchilas HaChodesh, the Shasleidas HaSafik and HaSugi is Betchilas HaChodesh, or the Rosh is Betchilas HaShon, and we don't consider the Shasleidas HaSafik to be B'Seif HaChodesh. L'chayre, the Svarv is also Mavu and Taisis in HaSugi. We mentioned earlier, Taisis asks, why is it in HaSugi that Shmuel holds the Tfisa of the Seicher is Mahani? And Taisis explains, being that the Masker was Shaisik calls man, the Seicher was living in the Karka for the month, it's Aiduya Oidile, and therefore the Tfisa of the Seicher is Mahani, and we say, Bob B'Seif HaChodesh is Kulin LeSeicher. Taisis then asks from the Gemara and Ksuvus on Daf Chof. The Gemara and Ksuvus on Daf Chof tells us in the case of a Sveika of Treyu Trey, if we have a Chmachlekis between two Eidim, who the Mois belongs to, there's a Chmachlekis, a Sveika de Treyu Trey, in such a case Tfisa is Mahani. Taisis, why is Tfisa Mahani in the Sveika de Trey Trey Lechayr? It's a Tfisa and we paskin talk for Koyin, Maitinis, and Yodi. Tfisa doesn't make one into a Muchzik, so why by Sveika de Trey Trey do we say Tfisa is Mahani? And Taisis gives two terutzim. Taisis says, either being that the Gemara there is discussing a case of a Tfisa Koyin Mishneidel Asafik, regular Tfisa of Achashneidel Asafik is not Mahani, I feel by a Trey Trey. This that the Gemara is Mavuah, that Tfisa is Mahani, is the only a case when one was Taifis before the Safik was Neilat. And Tfisa Kredim Shanel HaSafik is Mahani and makes one into a Mukhsik. And Taisa says it's a second teretz that we're discussing over there, but Tfisa of a Bari, this that Takfakayim Metzines and Miyadeh, that Tfisa is not Mahani to make one into a Mukhsik, is dafke from his tefis makam yizah shema. He doesn't know for sure the money is his. He's just being tefis to make himself into a muchzik. In such a case, takfa kain metzine sem yaday. But if one is tefis with the tainas bari, he's sure the money is his. In such a case, a tfisa, if you go achash nei dasafik, a tfisa is mahani to make one into a muchzik. And the chayv yesh lahar b'divya tesis. Why didn't tesis answer our gemara? Also, if tesis holds tfisa kaidim shanel dasafik is mahani to make one into a muchzik, and that's the way tesis explains the gemara in ksuvas on daf chaf. So why is it that tesis didn't answer our sugi? Also, this that baba seif achaydish is kuli l'seicher. We passing that the tfisa of the seicher is mahani is because the tfisa kaidim shanel dasafik. It's important also that Tosfos said like this far of the Rosh and the Rashbam that the Safik and Asugya the Shas Leidas Asafik is even by Bob B'Seif HaChodesh, the Leidas Asafik is not B'Seif HaChodesh. The Leidas Asafik is B'Tchilas HaChodesh, like the Rosh is B'Tchilas HaShana when he says a Loshen that Yesh L'Estapik of Tvois Loshen Rishon and Tvois Loshen Achron. The Leidas Asafik is Kodim HaChodesh, and therefore Tosfos cannot answer Asugya to Tvisa Kodim Shneir Asafik. The male Tosfos answers Asugya is only because of a Duyoy delay. The Gemara Ksuvas on the Avchav Tosis says this, that the Gemara says Tfisa's Mahani is discussing a case of Tfisa Kredim Shneir Asafik. In such a case, it's Tfisa's Mahani to make into a Muchzik, and we don't say Mitzinei Sei Miyadei. And the Etzin Teretz of Tosis is that Tosis is Mefarish the Gemara in Ksuvas by Treyu Trey Tfisa's Mahani is a Tosis. Either it's Tfisa Kredim Shneir Asafik or Zak Tosis, it's discussing a case where the one being Tifis is being Tayim Bari, and Tfisa with a Tainas Bari is Mahani to make one into a Muchzik. This that Tosfos says Tfisa with a Tainas Bari is Mahani to make it into a Muchzik. The Kunshas Asfakis is Mefarish this in Klal Beza is Dalid. Api the Rashba. The Rashba tells us this that the Torah says we go Basa Chazaka is Dafke B'Makam that is a Suffik B'Faneinu. B'Makam one is the Suffik what to do this is Halacha to go Basa Chazaka. So the Rashba B'Makam that one is a Bari even if Bezdin is Mesuffik and Bezdin doesn't know whether or not it's Mutter or Asa when it comes to Yisurim. If the one who wishes to be Iver is Bari Loi that it's Mutter. If he's tining a tainis bari, agam there's a chazaka saying that it's aser. Bezdin will not say it's aser for the one who's tining tainis bari. Chazaka only said b'makom where one is mesupik when mukim al chazaka. We assume that it didn't change when mukim al chazaka kamaisa. But b'makom that one is tining a tainis bari and there is no suffik for him bechlal. He's not mukhif to go basa chazaka. And being that it's bari loyd, Bezdin will not stop him from being over because he knows that it's mutter for himself and there is no makom for chazaka. The isui b'makom that one is tining bari li. Chazakas only said b'makom one is mesupik. So the kunchis as fake is that Tosfos also in tfisa with a tainis bari is mehani neged a marakama. Being that the chazaka of a marakama is a chazaka kamaisa, it's a chazaka de meikar that's being marakliya on the suffik. If one is tining bari when he comes to be Tosfos from the marakama and he's saying it's bari like that it's his, b'makom that he's a bari, he's not mukhif to go bosa the chazaka de marakama, he's not mukhif to go bosa the chazaka kamaisa. Being that he has no suffik, if Makan is not Mesubik, there is no halacha to go basa chazaka, and if therefore Zaktasis, a tfisa with a tainis bari is manik to make one into a mochzik. Dr. Kunshas Asfakis, this that the Rajba and many other Rishayna Machelik on Tasis know that tfisa with a tainis bari is not manik to make one into a mochzik, and we still paskin talk for kain metzine semi yaday. Hagam the Rajba is the one who holds when it comes to Yisum, if one is saying bari, there is no, we're not mukaman chazaka and it's mutafim, because chazaka is when we said Makam Safik. Dr. Kunshas Asfakis, the Rajba that's dafka by Yisum. When it comes to Yisum, if one is saying Barili, it's only Negeh to himself, and he's saying he's a Bari, we're not Mukim on Chazaka to Yisum, and we say, being that he's saying Barili, he could assume that it's Mutter and go up, he is Barili without being Choshish for the Chazaka Kamaisa to Yisura. But that's all when it comes to Yisum, where it's only Negeh Loi Ba'atzmai. When it comes to Dine Mamanus, which is Ben Adam Lachaver, and he's being Typhus from somebody else, being that the person he's being Typhus from does not have his Bari, and for that person, it's a suffix. We consider it a suffix beinayim, and it's not mahani the bari to say that there is no suffix, and we shouldn't be mukim achazaka kamaisa. And therefore, the Rashba said that dafka by assume that a bari is mahani. When it comes to mammon, it's being that the nitfas, the nitva, the one who's being taifas the mammon from, he doesn't have the bari. In such a case, he cannot say bari. We are mukim achazaka. We say being that the chazaka says we go back to the marakamo. We may not talk for koyim metzilei sami yada. His tfisa doesn't make him to a muchzik. Taisis says chayuk and he says afilu b'dinei mammon is being that the taifis is a bari is not mukhif to go basa chazaka, so we don't shtel on the cheskas marakamo. We may be that he's tining bari and we don't put the chazaka, therefore the tfisa's bari is mani to make him to muchzik, and we don't say tak for kaim etzinei sei miyadei. Uncle Ponim, he said over in Machlekes, in the case of Baba Seif HaChodesh, that according to Shmuel the Halachid, it's kuli l'soicha, and according to Nachman, we say kaka b'cheskas ba'alei medes. Is it choshev the leidus ha'asofik b'tchilas ha'achodesh, or is it choshev the leidus ha'asofik b'seif ha'achodesh? The Trumas Adeshin holds the latest Asafik is B'Seif HaChodesh, and it's a case of Tfisa Kredim Shneil Asafik, and he's Mechiach from this that the Rosh Paskin, like of Nachman, Kaker, Becheskas, Baalei Medes, that Tfisa Kredim Shneil Asafik is not money to make one into a Muchzik. And the shachman in Tokfer Koyin, Simon Mem Zayin, is chelik on the Trumas Hadeshen. And the shachel that the latest asafik is betchilas achodesh. We said over this is also the Lashon of the Ashbam and Asugya and the Russian Bab Mitzia that the latest asafik is betchilas achodesh, or afilo betchilas ashana. Once they make up this deal with the asafik of Tvois Lashon Rishon, Tvois Lashon Asafik, Tvois Lashon Achrin, it's already chashiv the latest asafik, and the tfisa of the Seichiv is the tfisa la'acher shanelet asafik. And this that the Rosh and the Ashbam are mefarish the latest asafik betchilas achodesh, the Rishach is mechir from this that the Rosh holds tfisa kodim shanel asafik is manik nekon into a muchzik, and therefore the Rosh had to mefarish over here, it's a tfisa l'acher shanel asafik. The Kunchas Asfekis is madchil that even if the Rosh would hold tfisa kodim shanel asafik does not make one into a muchzik, afiluachi, we have to say in our case that the latest asafik was betchilas achodesh. If the latest asafik would be besoif achodesh, then the suffix wouldn't be bechlal about the karka, the suffix would be about the mois, and then the seich is the muchzik amoisav, and the maska would be considered the moitzi, and the halacha would be, even according to Rav Nachman, we would say it's kuli l'seich. And we said over that Tosis is also mashman like here, like the Rosh and the Ashbam. Tosis also mevoy that he did not want to answer our sugya, the tfisa kodim shanel at asafik. It mevoy also that Tosis sell the shas leidas asafik is betchilas achodesh like the shach and not like the chumas hadeshen. And we said over Tosis is miyashiv the sugya and ksuvas on the avchof. This that the Gemara is mevoy by trey tfisas mahani. Tosis is mefarish either to tfisa kodim shanel at asafik, and that's where the tfisa is mahani. And Tosis second teretz is that there's a tfisa with a tainas bari, that even if tokfer koyin is meitzina se miyode, one who's tavis with a tainas bari, in such a case we say tokfer koyin ain't meitzina se miyode. And we said over the conscious asfakas in kalbez is mefarish just that a tainas bari is mahani, but mokum the one is tainas bari, there is no safik. We only say chazakas mokum the one is mesupik, in such a case we say we have to, if a person has to be mechoshish for the chazaka, and we shtal the chazaka to be machriya the safik. But by Makam Atayin is Bari, where there is no Suffolk, there is no halacha to go bust the Cheskas Marakama. So, being that in the case when one is Tainin Bari, we don't tell the Cheskas Marakama, in such a case, it's Tvisa's Mahania, we don't say Tok for Koyin, Maitzina Samiyadi, we say Haide is Tvisa, he becomes the Mochsik.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.